Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, control and coordination in living organisms. You know, it's really important to understand how our bodies respond to different stimuli, and how plants adapt to their environment. So, let's start with something simple. Have you ever noticed how plants bend towards light? This movement is called phototropism, and it's a great example of how plants respond to their environment. Now, here's the interesting part. Plants have special receptors that detect light, and this helps them grow towards the light source. You might be wondering, how do plants detect light? Well, it's all about the receptors. Gustatory receptors, for example, detect taste, while plants have photoreceptors that detect light. And, just like our bodies have a system to respond to stimuli, plants have a system to respond to light and other environmental factors. Now, let's talk about the nervous system. The gap between two neurons is called a synapse, and it's really important for our bodies to function properly. Involuntary actions, like blood pressure and salivation, are controlled by the medulla in the hindbrain. This is a critical part of our nervous system, and it helps us respond to different situations. But, how do our bodies respond to stimuli? It's all about the nervous system. Sensory nerves carry messages to the brain, and motor nerves carry messages from the brain to the muscles. And, when input and output nerves meet, it's called a reflex arc. This is a really important concept, so pay close attention. Now, let's think about growth and development. Growth-related movements are known as tropic movements, and they're really important for plants to adapt to their environment. And, did you know that there's a growth inhibitor hormone in plants called abscisic acid? This hormone helps regulate plant growth, and it's a key part of plant development. As we explore this topic further, you'll learn about the different types of tropisms, like phototropism and geotropism. And, you'll understand how our bodies respond to different stimuli, from light and touch to heat and cold. So, let's keep going, and see where this journey takes us. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a moment to review the key concepts. We've talked about phototropism, the nervous system, and growth-related movements. These are all important topics, and they'll help you understand how living organisms respond to their environment. Now, here's a trick to remember this. Just think about how plants respond to light, and how our bodies respond to different stimuli. It's all about adaptation and response, and it's really fascinating. So, let's keep exploring, and see what other interesting topics we can discover.